Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Ingvar Torchuk. I represent the Mongolian community in China. Madam Chair, today Mongolian people in China are facing a systematic denial of their political, economic, cultural, and linguistic rights. Hundreds of thousands of Mongolians were purged and persecuted in the so-called anti-national rights movement in the 1950s. From the 1960s through the 1970s, more than 100 Mongolians were tortured to death as national separatists. Half a million are imprisoned and sent to labor camps. Following this textbook example of genocide campaign, the government of China has implemented a systematic erasure of Mongolian traditional way of life. Two sets of policies are particularly hostile toward the Mongolian nomadic way of life. They are the policies of ecological migration and livestock grazing ban. Mongolian nomads are blamed for the environmental degradation and forced to move off their land and resettle in urban and agricultural areas to give up their traditional way of life. According to the Chinese State Council, by the end of 2015, China had already resettled her remaining 1.2 million nomads. This means 8 years ago, China had officially put to an end to the millennia-old nomadic civilization within its borders. National autonomy was never materialized. Political rights were taken away. Traditional way of life is wiped out. What is being targeted now is the language, the last defense of Mongolian national identity. This September, the government of China officially banned Mongolian language in all schools and public life. Madam Chair, this is a systematic destruction of a people. This is a genocide par excellence. China must respect international human rights conventions and its own constitution. Thank you.